AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says two murderers who used power tools to escape from a prison must have taken days to cut through steel walls and pipes and break through the bricks. He says the two escaped murderers are extremely dangerous men.
These are killers. They are murderers. There's never been a question about the crime they committed. They are now on the loose, and our first order of business is to apprehend them.
He says a $100,000 reward has been posted for information leading to their capture. President Obama has reaffirmed his support for Britain staying in the European Union, saying the country's influence is positive both on the continent and around the world. He spoke at the start of a meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Germany. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York says that while he doesn't know for sure who hacked the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, it would certainly be a serious concern if it turns out to be China, as some people suspect.
We're talking about nation states here. Whether it turns out to be China or not, there's certainly a likely suspect. And we have to, I believe, not be afraid to use all of our tools to try to stop this, because this could be devastating to our country if this got worse.
He was on Fox News Sunday. A state official says cleanup teams have determined that 44% of 96.5 miles of California coastline is clear of oil from the Refugio oil spill. A Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman says the 44% includes mostly sandy beaches, which only have trace amounts or less than 1% of oil. Ukraine's Border Guard Service says one of its cutters exploded while on patrol today off the shore of a strategic point city. This is AP Radio News. The Cavaliers have a big challenge to beat the Warriors in Game 2 of their playoff series without their all-star point guard. Ryan Leong has more.
The NBA Finals, hyped as a dream matchup between LeBron James versus Stephen Curry, now seems more like James against the Golden State Warriors. The Cavaliers have been dealt another blow by the absence of Kyrie Irving, who has surgery to repair his fractured left kneecap and is out for 3 to 4 months. The Cavs are already shorthanded by the absence of forward Kevin Love, and now without their all-star point guard, Cleveland has a difficult challenge of trying to avoid being down 2 games to none. In Game 1, the Cavaliers got only 9 points off the bench, all scored by J.R. Smith. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Melissa McCarthy has notched her first number one weekend box office debut as a leading lady with the opening of her espionage comedy, Spy. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.